It's Olympics.
Yeah, sorry, let's just go. Like I was like pub chat in the last week was like, where was the 2020 Olympics? Did it happen? Who was supposed
It
to
was in
host it?
2021. That's why the
Yeah, yeah,
confusion. It was
yeah.
in 2021 and it was shit.
And they play to nobody.
Yeah, empty stadiums. Yeah. Oh.
Japan were once again behind the times. They were like, let's still have all these rules that suddenly that seem silly now, but you seem silly for going against them before. And you know what?
Yeah.
It's difficult for them, the Japanese. You know, they're just going about their business and we drop two atomic bombs on them. Then next thing that happens, I mean,
I
it's
know,
just
it's
and then next
relentless, is
thing they
what
win
it
a
is.
fucking gold medal in the skateboarding. God damn you, Horigami Yuto, whoever the
Now,
hell you are. That was a class trick you did. I don't understand why it's hard, but I know I can't do it.
yeah. Like when you're watching skateboarding or gymnastics at the Olympics, I find it really enjoyable, but like the points at the end might as well be arbitrary because it's
Yeah.
like I can't do any of it. Like getting up on those rings will be a 10 for me, you know?
On his final run, he did a trick that got a 97.01, maybe the highest score ever achieved in skateboarding. I'm like, yeah, I mean, it was pretty dope.
Yeah, it was
It
a
was all pretty
kickflip
dope.
onto a grind, like everyone else seems to do.
Yeah. And then there's one Canadian guy who's just enormous, and it seems like that's his gimmick. And his whole thing was like, he was just like, I'm just gonna go uphill for a while and then jump off and land like up a, not even a rail, like a flat grind thing, but not grinding on it, just up it. He's just like, I'm just gonna skate so goddamn hard I can go against gravity for a few seconds and then land. And then he missed, but then everyone was like, woo! And he just tried it again, even though it didn't count, and he nailed it, and everyone was on their feet, and I'm like, this is a sport somehow.
That's he's quite heavy for a skateboarder, that
Quite
Jamaican
heavy,
fella.
quite.
All they've been saying, Manus, is that he's quite heavy for a
Yeah,
skateboarder. He gets his boards custom made with an extra ply to
for
deal with how quite heavy for a skateboarder he is. And Manus, you will particularly
skateboarder,
enjoy that I am double dogging the skateboarding and the gymnastics side by side.
he is. You have one Olympic watching for at least the day. For at least a day, I'm sad not to see another third window up for opening ceremony outrage, which I think you would probably also like to watch.
Oh man, I only watched the first like 90 minutes of the opening ceremony as a replay because I had a show when it was on. I thought it was class.
I the boats were a lot of fun, you
The
know?
boats
Like
were a lot
I would
of
say like some of the like tableaus were a bit shit, but the boats
fun.
were so much fun. Like you can just forgive a loss.
And the
They
idea
were
that there wasn't like the idea that it was like split up, it was like, okay, here's Lady Gaga. And now here's Bahrain, and now here's metal band Gojira, and now here's Ireland.
Yeah.
They were waiting for a long time for the saying not to have too much poo in it for that to happen. Because the mayor of, I think,
Yeah.
a lady of some sort, anyway, a lady of some note, had pledged to swim in the Seine prior to the Olympics to prove that it was not so full of poo as for it to be a bad idea to put the athletes into it. And it kept getting pushed back to the point that it was a national meme of how
Yeah.
long it was taking for, and eventually, like a week before, she's like, I'm getting in, I'm going, there's at this point it could still have poo in it, but I have to get in.
Yeah.
So
They've
because they've had to
cancelled
cancel the triathlon
triathlon training in the Seine because it's full of poo.
because it turns out all they did is they built more places for the poo to go, which is the same places where the rain goes. So when it rains, the rain and the poo share the hole, and then they share the Seine.
They do.
And they're like, so like this whole thing is just winging a prayer that it doesn't rain enough that it all
That
becomes
the
poo
poo
again.
stays where it is.
And yet you want it to not rain so little that the concentration of previous poo is high enough. So, because it's never, that's the other thing, it's never that there's no poo in the water.
Yeah, there's always a bit of poo.
It's about getting
There's
it to
always quite a
acceptable poo
good bit,
level.
quite a good bit
It's
of
like the
shit.
solution to pollution is dilution, you know? Like
Yeah.
if there's 0.001% poo in it, fine. If
Yeah.
it's 10% poo, we got a problem.
big mare swimming problem when you've got 10% poo. Yeah, you notice the solution to pollution, it does rhyme, so it's never the solution to pollution is we take the poo out. That's never what it is. It's like, I'm sorry, I know that's what you want, but it doesn't rhyme. So
that's not
rhyme.
How, it's sad, not gonna happen. Like, stop wanting that. You're just
tell me this. Was it a big upset that Bam Margera didn't win the skateboarding? Because
gotta be. He's the best, isn't he?
He's still, as far as I know, he's the best.
Yeah.
Certainly, according to the documentary I saw, Viva La Bam, he certainly seems to be pretty good at it.
Uncle Vito is going to be competing in the shooting, so we'll see if he can bring up.
They put him on the podium, and he thought he won, but it was just a prank. That it Bam was just was playing a prank.
You should have known, Vito. You didn't even enter the goddamn shooting. Why did you think you'd won it, you big fat drunk nonce?
And he's like, let's get that, stop beating the shit out of me, man. We've got to get my medal. Don't you realize that by the time he's beating the shit out of you, it's already a prank?
Yeah.
But the real prank victim was Bam himself. I feel like I'm going to be swimming upstream here a little bit when I don't criticize the Olympics, but I do kind of say that a bunch of the sports you've referenced there, I don't think ought to be in the Olympics.
That's one of those conversations that I have become increasingly unwilling to care about. It's all dumb. Why I like the Olympics is that, like, yeah, sure, some of it's horse ballet. And I'm like, when else am I going to watch horse ballet? Wrap a ceremony around this thing and shove it on the air.
I don't want to bag on the dressage. Life has done that enough to dressage. I'm fine with leaving dressage in there. You know,
at this point, it'd be weird if they took it out.
At this point, because then you're admitting something. You're admitting it wasn't actually integral to the whole process.
My favorite line that I heard in passing from the opening ceremony bits that I didn't watch is that, like, the last time Paris hosted in 1900, ballooning was an event as they look at all the hot air balloons.
Ballooning, painting.
Bring ballooning back.
Ballooning, like, if breaking can be in it, fucking bring back ballooning.
Yeah, well, breaking also isn't in it. Breaking's a demonstration event, I think.
Yeah, but that's like auditioning to be a real event, isn't it?
Sometimes it's that, and sometimes it's just not that. Sometimes it's just look what we're doing.
We need
what
some
other
fun
demonstration events have there been?
Painting.
But painting? No, but painting. There were medals.
Yeah, there were. Yeah.
There'll be medals for breaking as well, isn't there?
Yeah, it's just not in it. It's just, I don't know quite. I think because if they put it in it, it's, they can't take it out for a certain period of time, I think.
Okay, right.
A demonstration event. And I could be wrong about that. Actually, I've taken it back. No, I couldn't. There's no way I'm wrong with any of this. I'm even willing to leave in our old favorite modern pentathlon. Although that would, if you're going to chop out things for being stupid, isn't enough to take something out of the Olympics. Because like many things are stupid and they should remain there. Modern pentathlon, it's like, man, who the who does it? What, you know, where do I bring my kid down to the local modern pentathlon club to sign up?
Finally,
what are the sports in modern pentathlon? I know dressage is one.
Shooting is one. They're all cavalry officer sports. We looked them up before. I can't remember.
Yeah, because it was like
they're all cavalry officer sports. Your dad's being friends with generals. It's part of us.
Oh yeah, and for the majority of the sport, for the majority of the sport's existence, we figured this out. Actual like cavalry officers were excluded. So the one thing we knew for sure was that the best people at these things weren't at the Olympics.
Yeah, well, there's also that whole event part of it that's just sending the black guys out first. Now, they never get medals.
They don't. They get they cannon fodder is not a separate event anymore. It was a demonstration event at a couple of wars. I mean, Olympics is, but it's not been a medaling event. But fine, if we must have modern pentathlon, I mean, I'd have it be like just the ones you can do in the nip and have be sexy. Wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, like this Olympics. Watching it, it's been fairly sexy so far. Could we crank that sexiness up? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just because I understand Justin Timberlake, DUI, we're worried sexy might go away. if we put him in jail, because he brought it back, and if he gets in jail, he might leave again. So
exactly, this rock keeps tigers away, kind of energy, you know.
So a big hedge against the departure of Sexy, in the absence of Mr. Timberlake, has to be Sexier Olympics. Yeah. My problem with skateboarding in the Olympics would not be that skateboarding takes away from the Olympics at all. I kind of think if the Olympics takes away from what skateboarding is, surely. Like that element of it. It's fucking, like, I don't know. There's something remarkable. There's something enduringly cool about skateboarding that the Olympics takes away
from. Are you trying to tell me
It's gotten a bit normie.
Hockey, when it was brought in, didn't bring some sort of renegade cool.
Hockey?
I don't know. I just picked the
field hockey. The renegade cool was the first gold medalist in field hockey, that's for sure. But no.
But have you seen them recently? I mean, the last gold medalist was Pipsqueak Q Wiener.
It's true. Like, don't even get into the Winter Olympics. They can just... they're barely hanging on to their Olympic status. I mean, that's just Winter Olympics should just be one event every 4 years. It's just a snowball fight, to figure out who gets whether the red, you know, like in that South Park episode that makes fun of a type of movie that I didn't know existed, which was ski movies. Oh man, they're going to close down the ski slope, and for some reason we have to defeat the rich people for it. That can be the Winter Olympics. Once every 4 years, it's an hour and a half long. Rodney Dangerfield is dead, but he can come back and be in it, I think. Is the AI is for one thing, and the wrestling should be naked. The main argument for keeping wrestling in it is that it's been in it since ancient times, but then if that's the argument, I think they need to be naked.
Yeah.
It's the main thing. And the winner may grasp the testicles firmly. And I think it's like a thumbs up, thumbs down thing if he then removes his opponent's testicles.
That's how it was. Yeah.
A catch as catch can certainly ended that way. Because catch certainly can in that direction. Yeah, we're here at the final countdown. Olympic broadcast. Gavin is helpfully wearing his RTE t-shirt.
Everything that I say is up from the mouth of an RTE official, just FYI.
And you've cleared all of this with the top brass.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Here, Backhurst, what do you think of modern Pent? He's a Guinness.
He's a Guinness.
He doesn't want people to be skilled in horse fair, shooting, anything that might help them evade those precious license inspectors. That's what has to say about it. He wants Olympic sports like answering the door and giving your ID.
And now we have Ireland's proud silver medal in handing it over.
Give me that money, McClenahan. I'm on the pommel horse. Shut up. Fairly sure that is how Reese McClenahan sounds, and there's not Oliver Callan does not do an impression of him. So,
until he does, we'll never know what he sounds like.
We'll never know. Unfortunately, Lord knows I'm not listening to him. The Olympics are not the only thing we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be going into more detail about jury service, obviously, which is what you've all been waiting for.
We can talk about it all.
Yeah. And we're going to be going into very big detail about the feel-good event of the summer, which is Gavin reviewing that beer that he has there. But before he can review it, it's time to find out what it is. There's only one of us hanging on to still being able to casually have a drink on a Monday without it turning into a whole thing. So, Gavin...
You know what? I've been kind of just been drinking what's in the fridge. And let me tell you what, this hop house is the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm going to go out and get some nice beers. This is fucking vile. This is like, if you're going to have a drink on a Monday and like all that comes with that, at least make it nice. Don't make it a hop house. Hop house is gross. From a can, really gross, like really metallic.
How old? Okay, yeah. That, I mean, I'm not surprised. I don't know why I'm asking follow-up questions.
Yeah, I never thought of it before. I thought Hop House was just one of those, like, same old macro beers. They all taste the same. They all taste of nothing. But this one just tastes like metal in my mouth.
Yeah, I do. You do wonder about the person who purchases a can of Hop House when there were other options, because really, Hop House could be preceded by the words, I guess I'll have a pretty much every time it's ordered. Like, oh no, okay, I guess I'll have a Hop House then. And in that context, you're out with your mates, it's fine.
It's
and
fine.
That's what you're remembering is that Hop House, not this one. I'm sitting down, this is my beer, I'm having the beer on a Monday, and it's crap.
And if you think you remember the taste of Hop House and it kind of tastes like nothing and it kind of tastes all right, surprise, that's not Hop House, that's Rockshore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
you're thinking about Rockshore the whole time.
Yeah, Rockshore at least, like, will be criticized for not tasting like very much, and that's not inaccurate, but you are criticizing its greatest strength.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the fucking point of Rockshore. It's not, you know, taste of the West. Yeah, there's very, very not dense population in the West.
Yeah, flavor wise.
So that shows a remarkable lack of verbiage there to be able to not come up with what the opposite of dense was, to have to say not dense.
No, I'm pretty sure that is the opposite of dense.
Yeah, you're right, it is. It's the only one that's the exact opposite, isn't it?
Well, yeah, no, sparse is close, but it's not the exact opposite.
No, it's not the exact opposite. The Germans have that right as far as language goes. Like, they're very Orwellian. They'd be like, well, we've got one word, so in order to make it the opposite, we just put like nicht that or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's double plus on good. I don't know. They didn't get most of what 1984 was going on about, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And as we've discussed on recent episodes, neither did I. It's just like, this is a rollicking adventure.
I still find that so funny, Miles, because I went through the exact same phase and I just didn't have the like language to like talk about what was going on when I read like all those allegorical books. That's so funny. Very
funny. Just like, and consequently, like if the story was engaging, that was fine. But if it wasn't particularly on the surface engaging, I was like, that's a shit book. What's the fucking point of that?
Fahrenheit 451. When are we going to burn some more goddamn books over here?
And I have to say, I worry about the day that I suddenly get what Ulysses, what the joy of that is, because I still, every time I pick it up, I was like, what the fuck? Is this the same book? What, you can't bring a new character in now? What are you doing?
Yeah. And when you do, Manus, there'll be no turning you around, because Joyce's dad read Ulysses, really enjoyed it, and I think it's the only book he's ever read since. He just keeps reading it. Ulysses.
They make it their whole fucking life, don't they?
Yeah, they do. In fairness, they do.
Yeah. Now, although interestingly, David Norris loves Ulysses, and there's very easy to turn him around. That's what I heard.
The man was just enjoying his Monday, and he like never has a more undeserved pot shot come out of nowhere.
I'm not sure he would see that as much of a pot shot as I may mean it.
No, he wouldn't see it. It's coming from behind.
A low blow body comment? Oh, David Norris would hate that. Come on. Are you joking? We're speaking his language.
We're trying to get hereby deemed to be the most hilarious jape of the season.
Honestly.
Madam, I think that if you were to kind of get Ulysses, I could see you becoming the full on like Bloomsday hat wearing
man. The final stage of being an even bigger cunt than I already am. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, what's the point of fucking getting it if the world doesn't know?
And it's like that question. Would you rather read War and Peace and have no one know, or not have read War and Peace and be able to tell everyone that they believe you? It's like, obviously the second.
Obviously the second one, yeah. I mean, you can... I think that's the big thing about War and Peace, is it's like, if you actually do read it, it's not as long. It's just, it's always printed with like 700 pages attached to it. Yeah. But you get to like page 30 and it's like, okay, buddy, you're good. You can tell.
And the secret is, we were at peace the whole time.
Yeah. Was that even Dostoevsky? Have I even got the guy right? It's not, is it?
No, the brothers.
It is. It's Tolstoy, isn't it? And I always mix them up. And they're not particularly similar. Actually, I don't know. Maybe they fucking
are. Maybe they fucking are. Yeah, I actually don't know either. They're both Russian. And their books are all long.
Yeah, the brothers. Like, the brothers
Kazimirov.
Kazimirov is the.
And to be honest with you, the correct answer whenever anyone asks you about either Tolstoy or Dostoevsky, and now wait for me to find out that they both wrote in English originally, but probably not, is to say, I really think a lot's lost in the translation, don't you? And then you're good. Then you can fucking move the whole thing onto Lady Chatterley's Lover and pretend to have read that.
I only read it in the original Macedonian.
The Macedonian. Listen here, Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, best believe I rolled that one out when North Macedonia came on the flotillas.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. The Greeks are very sensitive about it not being just Macedonia. And to be fair, they did sort of pull that country name out of their arse. I feel like when a lot of those, because it used to be the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. And the Greeks were even annoyed at that. So the FYR is like, that's not enough. North Macedonia, fine. Because we have the real one in Greece. And we're very proud of that one there. I would too, if I was Greece, get into a row with Macedonia rather than their traditional enemy, Turkey. I think I'd fancy my chances a little more with the North Macedonians.
Yeah,
the North Macedonians are so proud of their name. Their army is still hoplites. You can just drive a tank right over that phalanx.
Turkey have been steadily practicing bombing Kurds for decades, so like they're pretty sharp. Like
they are, yeah.
Would that be an option for there's a brewing beef between Russia and sort of the countries that are beside it. It's like, all right, look, everyone has nuclear weapons. I am aware you're all holding derringers. So many of you are stroking guns. Could we get a bit of the poison out by having you go at each other phalanx to phalanx?
That would be significantly worse in terms of the people having to do it. Brutal.
Why not go one step further and just get their toughest guy and their toughest guy and a single combat and just decide that's the winner?
Yeah, but I really do think we do need phalanxes. I can't remember why I thought that, but it was integral to this whole plan working. You could do that. Unfortunately, Russia does have Dagestan as part of it.
So
it's not going to go well for any other country. So I'd say
What we should do then is, instead of fighting anyone from Dagestan, we should form some sort of phalanx.
To beat the Dagestan, yeah.
It would seem to be the logical. I'm not saying it would even work.
If we're going to go out, we might as well go out in a phalanx.
We might as well go out in a fucking phalanx, guys. You know?
He died as he lived in a phalanx.
Yeah. Yeah, do you ever catch yourself, because I know I have, you ever catch yourself like mentioning a historical fact like that is quite detailed? And very insightful, and then someone asks you to say more, and you're like, "Oh no, Dan didn't get into that."
Yeah, he stopped.
what do you mean more?
And if you're in the and to bring it right back to the jury, if you're in the jury, they just like let you through the metal detector. It goes mental, and they're like, "That's fine." No jurors. Really?
Okay, which is
wrong.
A good segue, I suppose, into jury service.
Yeah,
Keister and a knife madness.
As it turned out, it was annoying when I keistered it to find out not only did it not fill the metal detector, but the little fella who monitors it was like, oh, he's on the jury. He's fine.
Yeah.
No randomly selected member of the public would ever do anything daft in a court. In fact, he didn't even really check I was on jury service. I just had a bit of paper in my hand and he was like, ah, jury service. Relax. Everyone relax.
Maybe people try and bring metal objects in as some sort of way to get out of jury service. They're like, well, I'd never go anywhere without my trusty knife.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I hate all...
What if I see someone of a certain race that I disagree with, you know?
Like, yeah. I'm not telling you which one. That way,
I'm not telling you which one. It's all of them, you know. Yeah,
especially my own.
You let me off now.
It's like they've relaxed the standards for jurors so much that like being armed and racist is not enough to get. I saw a documentary actually where they reduced the standards for getting into the police academy completely down to zero. Like anyone could get into. Yeah, they reduced. It was in a major city in America. They reduced. They couldn't get police anymore. Presumably something to do.
Well, it's tough to get police in Ireland. Like I can see why, but that's an interesting documentary.
They reduced the standards down. Anyone could get in. Former criminals, people who are too short, too tall, who did silly voices repeatedly. Steve Guttenberg got in. Yeah. It was a whole thing. 5-part documentary, actually. The final one was in Moscow, I think. That's coming, isn't it? A new police academy. Like that's absolutely on the way.
Yeah.
Is it actually or is it inevitably?
I think inevitably.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems because it's the only thing that delayed it until now is because it was the type. It was what delayed the Rocky sequel for as long as it was delayed. It was like, we can't make another fucking Rocky, can we? You know, they're sitting around going like, we could make Rocky again.
We couldn't possibly. No, we could make Creed.
But like, with Police Academy, will they do what they did with Creed, which is make it like a...
Police because...
Bobcat Goldthwait's kid. Yeah, they probably
And it's just like more kind of melancholy and more like standard prestige drama.
Talking to children.
In a post-George Floyd world, after the racial reckoning of 2020, the Police Academy has too many white people, except for Bobcat Goldthwait, who's still here. They could merge it with Law and Order. It'd be fine, you know.
Yeah.
So it's Bobcat Goldthwait and Ice-T solving crime.
I'd watch it, and so would you.
Yeah, I would.
is Bobcat Goldthwait even still alive? He must be. You'd have heard if he wasn't, right? I mean, that would have been big news. That would have preempted the Olympic coverage, I'm sure.
Yeah, he is in fact still alive.
Although they could have put news of his death in one of the 4 hours of the opening ceremony, and chances are I might have missed it.
Yeah. Lady Gaga announced it mid song. Just stones are both the bones and doors are gone, but Goldthwait's dead.
Yeah, Lawrence Fox was very animated about it on Twitter, but he's always animated about everything on Twitter. So
he's doing a lot of, and it won't surprise you to learn this, voice work.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me and yet kind of depresses me a little bit that it's like, can he do another voice that isn't that one?
I don't know, but it's like, it's all kid stuff. And like, there's like Adventure Time and regular show and stuff in there, and he was in Mark Maron's show. Maybe, okay, that last time his face was on a screen was 2013 in Mark Maron's show.
I think he directed stuff. I think he went into directing reasonably serious things or reasonably good things.
What did he direct?
He directs a lot of comedy specials.
The Force Awakens, I think he directed.
Yeah, he did. JJ
Bates
podcast. Yeah.
J. Goldthwait. Why did I have to pick the one that everyone would goddamn know who directed?
he directed all of Mark Maron's TV show. Yeah, Eliza Schlesinger, Patton Oswalt, Ron Funches, Carl Kinane directed a bunch of specials for them. Yeah, okay.
Like, I would see, like, you say, like, he hasn't been in much, he's just doing voice work, that's it, and he's doing directing. I would actually say that that is a positive development.
I think that man might be the happiest man in Hollywood.
Like, I think, like, doing voice work, not being recognized while still being rich and famous when you want to be, perfect. Goldilocks. Like, absolutely.
Directing comedy specials is an interesting one because, like, while I do accept that there's basic things that if you get them wrong, they do ruin them. I'm looking at you, Tim Dillon's most recent special on Netflix. But it seems that once you get it right, it's like, well, why are you wasting a good... Like, I saw... Was it Godfrey or Sherrod Small or some like, mid-level comic just shot like a special at like just the Comedy Store or something. And it was on TV and I was watching. I was like, what's going on? You in the credits, directed by Spike Lee.
What the fuck?
Like they literally just pointed a camera. I was like, it was notably shitty.
Yeah.
I don't think when they're doing like directed by, I wonder how much of it is like production elements by, and how much of it is like, can I perform this for you and a test audience first, and then you tell me what to change and take out?
It could easily be that, or it could be maybe Spike was just like, but with me in it. Yo, brother, I love that, but can I this one be in this one as well?
Speaking of Spike Lee and the Olympics, I was watching the basketball last night, US versus Serbia. Fucking guess who's in the fucking crowd directing that? Spike Lee. Just
that
like,
would be who you would guess. Was he courtside? Was he like...
He's courtside, yeah.
See, it's the Lakers is his team? Is that where he goes to?
He's a Nets guy.
Wait.
No, Knicks.
New York, yeah, Nets.
Oh, is he a New York guy?
He's a New York guy, yeah.
I had always associated him with the West Coast for reasons that probably have to do with me thinking Do the Right Thing was set in the West Coast, but now that I think of it, I don't know why I thought that. Yeah. And it's the only Spike Lee film I've seen. So.
Yeah, he's a Knicks guy.
Knicks.
Good for him. The Knickerbockers.
Yep. Let's not forget that their real name is the Knickerbockers.
And it's good. It's a fine name. It's funny because Knickerbocker, it has lost all meaning but remains a hilarious word. Like, yeah. I presume
it was a pair of trousers, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I assume everything I don't know is a pair of
trousers.
We're cheering
for the New York pants.
Yeah, they were the New York pants. The team in Boston, before they became the Boston Braves and then later the Atlanta Braves, were called something very racist indeed. They were the Boston Bean Eaters.
Whoa! The fuck?
Yeah. More innocent time back then, I presume. Boston baked beans. I don't know. I think they were still
so generous.
I kind of am.
You have history of just being like, the fucking, you know,
yeah, you're
whatever.
Right, you're right.
Let's assume America thought through the racial implications of their decisions.
The slur.
Boston of all places. Yeah. The Massachusetts Hardars.
What? I don't see when it's a problem.
Yeah, the New England racists. I'm fine with it, and it's good. Jury service, man. I'll tell you, they are not shy about letting you know that they have no regard whatsoever for your time.
Explain with examples.
Well, to be as fair to them as possible, because it is, as far as I know, operated by public servants. It actually should be a lot worse. It's not actually that bad. But they certainly have less regard for your time than anyone else in the process. It's just they call in a gargantuan amount of people, which fine. They don't want to struggle to impanel juries or whatever. But there's like, they call you in like your call time is an hour and a quarter before they even remotely need you to even pay attention to anything. Which is, I understand that you're like, we don't want to be waiting around for you. We want you to be waiting around for us. I don't know. Yeah. There might be a middle ground somewhere. They call like 18 people at a time. And I watched, I think, 12 juries being paneled. That 18 was never once enough to do it. So they always had to then call another like 12 people afterwards. I don't know. It's like, just call 25 people. And each time it would have been enough. And you've shaved 15 full minutes off each jury.
And they call an extra 12 because 12 people were taken out of the pool. Like,
yeah, well, you get, they call, well, actually they call the 12, even if they only need one extra. So there's 18. And obviously the prosecution and the defense have 7 challenges for no reason, and any number of challenges if they have a reason. And then people petition the judge to not be, to not have to do it as well. So between that, there was never once not at least 7 challenges or petitions to come out. So they always had to bring 12. But I, at no point would 25 not have covered it. Believe me, you've nothing else to do when you're not called. So I was checking.
You were doing the math. Yeah.
I was doing the math. So just call 25 at once. And it might even be less important to do that if they would just send a guy up at the very start when everyone's in and just go, hey, can all of you who are going to approach the judge and ask to be let off no matter what happens, just leave.
Yeah.
Because they never once... Oh, sorry. One time the judge said, no, that's not a reason. You can be impaneled. And then the prosecution immediately went, we object. And that person was let go. And a couple of times the judge said, like, okay, not this jury, but there's going to be other trials that are shorter. But the vast majority of the time going up, it was like, okay, you can just go home.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Can we triage those people out?
Yeah.
First. So as to just not waste everybody's piss-arsing time. And they have very high regard for their own time because they, as soon as you're dismissed for the day, you can no longer use the special segregated juror's toilet and you must simply go and use the main one. And the first person I saw when I went in there was like, oh, the rape guy. There he is.
What?
I was like, I know you. I was like, even sort of looked at him as if I knew him. And I was like, oh no, you're there. You're in here because you raped someone. Okay.
Oh jeez.
So like, why are we interacting with the guy? Now I hadn't seen the guy, and we only see him via video link. But all the guys who'd been either challenged or excused had seen him, and we're in there
And he had seen them.
Yeah. And he had seen them. He has to. It's his right to see them. And we're just, I don't know, just. Hey, maybe take 10 minutes extra out of your day. I know it's annoying because I know everyone wants to use the bathroom before they go, but maybe let us, because you've recognized that we need a special jury toilet for that very reason. Maybe just make sure everyone's used it before you let us go. And then, Friday, they just called us in, made us sit there for a few hours. And then eventually someone came on and went, oh yeah, there's no juries today. You can all go.
Amazing.
No, it didn't fucking bother me because it was that or the office, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
You know, might as well be sitting there eating, drinking coffee and eating biscuits watching This Morning as opposed to sitting at my desk doing that. But it's just, you could see there were people there who had jobs that they would have liked to have gone to. And
yeah.
It was like, what are you?
It's doing? Yeah, but is this a system like designed by public servants for public servants? It's like, yeah. Well, people have jobs, but obviously they don't have anything to do.
We're doing great work here in the jury service. We're basically an extra national bank holiday for a few of these lads. So just get out of the office, you know? Sit down.
They do. They put you in. They bring you in and just give you, like, it's what it's like to be in the public service. It's like a big, it's like a 3-hour-long tea break.
Yeah.
You mean it's an ad for the public service?
It's an ad for the public service. They even have the same shitty biscuits that if you have a meeting in a public service office that you get, where the diktat is basically nothing but chocolate on it, and that only excites them. They can have ginger nuts, they can have oaties, and rich tea, and anything. Honestly, we gave them digestive once, and they went
spare. Yeah,
bananas. So it's not anyone's birthday. So leave the hobnobs out, Dolores. It's not hobnob time. No, it's like it actually could be if they did a few bits to just speed the whole thing along and not make you, because they're quite nice to you, and it's interesting enough. They also recycle when you get challenged or whatever. They don't, like, I guess that you don't want to take them out of the thing completely, because it's just because you're challenged for this one doesn't mean you're going to be challenged for the next one. But they just put them right back in the lotto thing.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people, there's some people who were going to get challenged. They're going to you just take one look at them and you're like, yeah, no one is going to want you on their jury, sir.
Yeah.
No one's spinning the wheel on you. So there was guys who just kept getting challenged. It's like, could you
how about a three strikes and you're out rule, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's a guy who checks people in on the door. He knows when he's checking those guys in that they're getting challenged.
We need like a Bergheim type setup where there's one guy in security who just kind of knows he's gonna be in juries, and he's like, yeah, come on in.
He's like, buddy, yeah, look at, hey, you can come in if you like, but you are also free to go. You show up and they're like, yeah, that's your faces. And like George Hook, when I asked him for ID for him to get his mobile phone, he said, well, my face, not being sufficient. I feel like it's like, Your Honor, I'd like to not serve on this trial. Well, have you got any documents? Will my face not be sufficient? Why?
Yeah.
I shaved one half of it and not symmetrically. Why? What? Of course.
Yeah, I'm... what are you expecting? These, yeah.
And like, I was like, I can't, I was like jokingly, like, if I didn't want to get picked, like, I'll just show up in like a really gaudy tracksuit and like, you know, and people did that. And it was like,
you should have looking like a son of a member of the Sopranos.
Yeah, like why do you, so that guy doesn't want to be here. Send him out.
Yeah, well, send him like,
home. Send him home. Let him not be here. Have some.
Little did you know there was a lot of waste management cases getting seen that day, and the prosecution knew exactly what
he was actually an expert witness.
The waste management communication.
Yeah.
So you need it in here? No, I'm on the jury. Yeah, sure, the jury. Like we don't have it.
They might also consider paying people, not a lot, but you get
a stipend. Yeah,
like
you get the dole while you're on the jury.
Many of them do. No, they
But you are being paid. You're being paid by your employer.
You are. You don't. I'm not talking about paying them like paying someone a salary. You shouldn't be out of pocket. Like it didn't cost me very much money, but it spent more money than I would have spent if I wasn't doing it.
We're talking about snacks and transport.
Yeah, like if you're chosen, they do give you lunch.
Yes,
and I can see why you can't, because they just feed them in the court canteen, and that's fine. Yeah. I can see why you can't do
and
that.
And let me tell you, that lunch, pretty grim.
Really?
Unsurprisingly.
I tell you, it's almost so unsurprising that I was expecting you to say it's actually good.
I was expecting, yeah. Your naturally sunny demeanor really sort of buried the lead.
Yeah.
So, because again, it is on some level prison food.
It's pre-prison food.
It's pre-prison food.
And you don't want to give them all rich, delicious food. You want to give them stuff that you want to ease them in a little bit. Just cornflakes for every meal. So that's why Enoch Burke keeps wanting to go back there, because it stops him from wanking. That's the original purpose of cornflakes, I believe, if you ask old Mr. Kellogg.
Yeah,
a little stipend.
These were just like, boss, can I go to the bathroom? Hairy palms. Fucking kind of having to touch the wall because they're going blind from touching.
But there's a reason why the Burks all wear glasses. That's all I'm saying. There's a reason why they go. So I understand why they don't want to like be processing receipts. I also understand why you don't want to be giving out any large cash incentives to get people to do it, because then you'll have the opposite problem. People won't be lying to get out. They'll be lying to get in. And you really rather don't want that, where it's like, oh, fuck, I do know that guy, but I'd really like the money. But there could be a bursar handing out tenors.
Yeah.
Just like, go get yourself a sandwich. There you go. Like, and that would, I think, be a reasonable thing to do. And not that, I mean, it's not nothing, but when you see the shit that the government will spend money on, what's another drop in the slop?
Yeah.
Well, I would recommend.
So you weren't called in the end?
No, I wasn't. I was not called. There was nothing would have changed had I not darkened the doorway. And I actually think they know. I think there's like, because all of the, there's like, most people had an A or a B in front of their jury number. I had a D, U. I was like, did they give me a DUI before I even? No, it's a D. It's a DU. DU1. Yeah, my number was DU1 something. And it's like, there was no other DU was called out at any point. I was like, am I just on the like fucking? Am I on the like? Am I a Make-A-Wish juror? If they'd slightly more comfortable chairs, I would actually say, I would do it again, like in a month's time. But they don't have very comfortable chairs, so that's if they even change that. I would certainly consider trying to get out of it. Like I really was very much like, I'm not going to try and get out of it because it's important to do, and all that. But if I had to sit in those chairs anytime in the next 5 years again, I'd be like, nah.
Gonna wear my tracksuit.
Gonna just fuck it. Gonna do it and. Because, like, part of you wants to be on a really interesting trial or whatever if you're going to be in there. Like, fuck it. but the interesting ones are also horrible.
Yeah, yeah. A friend of mine was on one that lasted about kind of 12 weeks. And he was told at the start that it was going to last around 6 weeks. And he was like, Jesus, that's really long. But like, he didn't love his job. He was like, interesting trial, like whatever.
Yeah, fuck it.
And by the end of the 12 weeks, he was like, I don't want to talk about it. I do not want to talk about what was shown and what was said in that trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty grim.
Jesus, 12 weeks is a long old one.
Yeah.
And like, you really, because they will let you out if you've holidays booked. But if it was 6 weeks supposed to be, and you had holiday booked in 10 weeks, they'd be like, yeah, you're good. You're fine.
Yeah. And people had to drop out. Like people had holidays booked and they had to drop out of the
12 weeks. You're going to have to. And even forget holidays. Like you're going to lose people through attrition at 12. Yeah, weeks. Yeah. Like if you just try to get 12 people to show up for something for 12 weeks, it's not happening. Like, unless it's one of my comedy classes, then I can't keep the guys out of there.
Yeah. No, honestly, they're starting them up again. 300 quid ago.
300 quid ago. And they keep coming back because they're like, well, this week, surely he'll teach us something. Surely this, surely it can't just be another week of stories about how back in his day it was different. I was only ever one unprepared lesson away from being like, you can't even play college campuses anymore. So that's why my career is not good. That's why I didn't do well, because I was too real. It's these diversity quotas. they insist on having a certain percentage of the comedians be good. So unfortunately, I was caught each time. I never met the quota. Oh, well, what are you going to do? So I don't have any scandal from the jury. The waiting times are bizarre. Not for the jurors, but just purely the dates when the offences happened. And the current year, the time differences are fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's bad. Like giving people enough time to like prepare a defense is obviously important, but like somehow I'm like, is that too much time?
Exactly. Like there was,
what are you looking at? Like 20.
Some of them were like seven, eight years, dude.
What the fuck?
That wasn't all of them. 4 years was more common, but there was a couple of one of them was 7 full years. And like the people involved were quite young even now. So I don't know if the person was guilty or innocent, but I just the saying justice delayed is justice denied really means something, because you've denied everyone proper justice at that point.
Yeah.
Like the guilty, the innocent, the victim, the perpetrator, no one has gotten.
The guilty wants to get on with their lives. Like 7 years. You know, I don't know.
Everyone wants to get on with their life.
They'd be kind of either halfway through, they'd be out, they'd be done. Like,
yeah, of course they would. And everyone wants to get on with their life. The victim wants to get on with their life and all that.
Yeah.
And like, it's the big thing you hear about cases is that like it's more about the closure than anything else. And it's one thing to have a perpetrator with something, assuming the person is guilty. It's one thing to have a perpetrator with something like that hanging over their head for that length of time. You will at least have people make the argument that, like, you know, I don't have any sympathy for them or whatever. I cannot fathom having not only not done anything wrong, but been the victim of wrongdoing and just having that, because there's
having that dragged out.
Yeah. It's no one's idea of a fun day out to go to court.
Like, yeah, no yeah, one's everyone involves to. Worst day of their life.
Yeah. And so you've that just fucking waiting for you. And I presume maybe they do, but I don't imagine that at the start of that process, the guard goes to you, yeah, we got the guy, and in 7 years, we'll see you in court. Oh. I would imagine it's delay after delay delay.
Yeah.
And by the time they've got in there, this is like their 10th false start. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. And I'm not sure it's much better if I am wrong, but it's
horrible enough prospect to be staring down the barrel of.
I'd like to hear from someone who knows. And we actually do know people who would know, so we will never call them and ask.
Yeah, of course.
But is it one of those necessary evils where it's just this process just takes that long? Or was there a big snarl? Is it just that we need more judges in courts? Like, is it what's going on there? Like, it's a weird one. Like, you know, when you hear about like mad delays with, like in the US with like the death penalty, and it seems cruel and unusual, and it certainly to my mind is, But when you hear about it, it's like, yeah, well, okay, but I am glad they at least have that many appeals. And if the process takes that long, then better than just frying the guy on day one, you know, fine. If that's what this is, I'd still say hurry it up, lads. But
yeah, we don't have the death penalty, you know, we have like,
we have suspended sentences.
Nolan, blah, blah, blah.
Judge Nolan. Poor Judge Nolan.
And every time he comes up on the internet, someone will point out, yeah, he does. You know, the court he's in is the one where everyone's pled guilty. They're relatively minor crimes and you're likely to get a suspended sentence. So it's not that he, and it's always within the sentencing guidelines, and you can look, he never gets a shut up.
Yeah.
Fucking shut up. You're probably a pedophile. Shut up.
It's these scumbags on the streets.
These scrubs. Yeah. I hate to credit a good Reddit comment, but by golly did I see one when someone was got a suspended sentence for dealing prescription drugs, something like that. And of course, everyone was out giving it about scrotes and suspended sentences and Judge Nolan, as they always are. And whether or not the presiding judge is Judge Nolan, he's brought up because it's like, well, it's a good thing it wasn't Judge Nolan, or the sentence would have been even more suspended than it was. They've given no fucking quarter to this poor judge who's just trying his darndest, you know, to do it. Probably is a pedophile drug dealer. Judge Nolan probably is. And someone just said, Jesus, this sub sure wants to legalize drugs except for when it's poor people selling them. No, fucking, that's just because that's right doesn't mean you're free to come on here and say it. So I don't know, maybe it does need to take 7 years.
if it keeps
the Reddit comments flowing. Yeah, and it's not me that's sad for getting animated by Reddit people. No,
it is the children who are wrong.
Yeah, when I do it, it's different when that happens. But I don't know about jury service. I think I might start getting pretty prejudiced against a lot of groups if I get another summons.
What would you wear to immediately get out of it?
A t-shirt that says, not only do I hate travelers, but I think everyone's a traveler. So don't think you get out of this by putting me on a settled person case, because they're travelers too. I hate them.
If you've left your house in the last 12 months, you're a traveler.
And I hate you. And if you haven't, you've made me come here and become a traveler.
Yeah, you turn me. If you haven't left your house in the last 12 months, methinks you're trying a bit too hard not to be a goddamn traveler. So not only do I hate them, I haven't really looked up what they are. So
yeah.
It's really not safe to put me on any sort of
journey. As prejudiced as he is ignorant.
I hate the Roma. You know the way they be playing the GAA on the Sunday mornings. What?
Yeah.
Fuck, you know, hanging up the nets for the Junior B games. Oh, I hate them. Wait, Roma, or are you confusing them with umpires? Ah, scumpires is what I think they are. So, yeah, you are dismissed for life from jury service, but you are elected to the European Parliament, interestingly enough.
Interesting. Yeah. Congratulations.
Mr. O'Riordan.
Oh!
You didn't think I was going that way.
Wow.
You didn't think I was going that way. As a Labour Party loyalist, of course, I will not criticise. What are you tooting there, Jack?
I'm just honking my nose.
Oh, I thought you were doing a little Albus oil, a little inhaler there.
Oh, no. Just, I'm getting stuff out better out than in.
It is better, I say.
On weekdays.
I don't know, have you?
Don't know how often you've been putting things in, but Jack did in fact suggest on the weekend he does put them in.
On the weekends is the only time that I would.
But it's not back in your nose.
Yeah, I stored up all these little towels. Run the dehumidifier on them on the Friday.
Just get it in there.
Just get fucking in there, man. Thank you, Pfizer BioNTech, for your lovely vaccine that gave me snot in my nose. I never had snot in my nose before that, I've noticed. Fucking pre-2020, the nose never had snot in it. That's just revisionist history to suggest that there was ever snot in my nose. No, but seriously, vaccines are poison. Vote RFK.
Yeah.
And he has a vice president, but I mean, you know, And if he gets elected, you will need them. That's the other thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, look at the trend line. You
the,
know?
Man's running, look, the man's going to run on his record, and he's going to die on his record as well.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, it kind of isn't even the CIA's fault. It's like, we've made it clear. If you run for office, we're going to kill you.
We're going to, yeah.
This is your fault. Maybe that's what he's doing. He's shoving enough marbles up his ass that he can get away with it. He's like, surely you don't have to kill me. Now I'm shoving marbles up my butt. We went into that before on one of our previous episodes, which, as a loyal listener, you will no doubt remember. Gavin, score a 10 for Hophouse.
Zero. Hophouse is shit.
Hophouse is shit. Don't stop drinking it, Uncle Dave.
Stop drinking it, and maybe they'll stop making it.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't making it because there was a demand for it, were they?
People were ordering it.
People do,
that's their go-to.
Yeah, my dad loves a Hophouse because he thinks it's a craft beer.
Yeah, but your dad loves you. He's got ass taste.
So similar to the beer that he's used to.
Yeah.
That is what it is. And I would argue he actually might even like it a little less than the beer he would order if he didn't feel like he should, you know.
Yeah, I would say so, that he'd rather a Heineken or a Carlsberg.
Order your Carlsberg, gentlemen. You're not helping by ordering Hophouse.
Sorry, I've been sitting beside actually quite an entertaining drinking story where I was drinking last week, and I was celebrating both the receipt of some money from the government that I had been owed for several months and my first paycheck in my new job, which includes like more than a month's salary plus like a signing bonus. And I was like, well, I better not make any stupid decisions.
Weird that Real Madrid signed you this late in your career.
Yeah, they just really needed a goalkeeper. No, I just got the most.
Look, if they sign Thomas Gravesen, I'm sure they can sign you.
Buy me the most David Luiz looking defender of all time you have available.
We need someone to fake the Met and think it's Ibrahimovic and David Luiz at the same time.
Bearing in mind that I need you under no circumstances to sign either David Luiz or Zlatan Ibrahimovic. fooled before.
Anyway, I ordered what is on reflection a really silly bottle of tequila, but look at how dumb and pretty it looks.
That looks very, very nice.
Is that Don Julio?
That's a Don Julio 1942.
Fucking.
It comes in a dumb little box.
Get the lemon and the salt out, Jack, and drink it all in one go. That's what that calls for.
Do you do it differently when it's
you do?
Really
you drink
expensive?
It out of a glass made of salt. Not kidding.
So stupid. So you can really taste it, but also not taste it at all.
Yeah.
To really get the experience, what you have to do is take a mouthful of it and turn around to watch the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And turn to a pillar of salt as you swallow. I think is the real key. God will provide the lemons. God will provide the lemons.
No, apparently it's a sipping drink.
I do hear that about.
I'll find out in
12
years' time when I think of a good enough excuse to open it.
Yeah, the real key is you either have to, when you order something like that, it's like either drink it right now or it will build up or you'll never drink it. And that's not even a bad thing that you never drink it, because at least if you never drink it, you'll never buy another one.
I would like to not do that.
Yeah.
Well, I know it builds up. I've done this with things before, and it builds up like a cache in your head. Yeah. It's not special enough.
If you have a bottle of champagne in the house, just like drink it with like mimosas some breakfast morning because
it's not getting, despite what you might think, it's probably not getting any nicer the way you're storing it. No, I'm saving it for a special occasion. I might not really die today. It could be tomorrow. The doctor said it's equal chance. Saving it till tomorrow. So, yeah, when you review the Don Julio 1942, that's...
Oh, yeah, I'll just have a glass of it next week.
Just have a glass of it next week. And that's pre-Castro. So that's the good stuff, man.
That's the good stuff. Before Castro fucking got in there and started
the tequila in Mexico. Castro in Mexico, 1944. You heard it here first, folks. And I'll tell you this, your friends don't know he wasn't. So let it go. Let it fly out of there. bit like Stately Plump Bunk Mulligan, am I right? Am I right, Ulysses fans?
That'd be a bit of a Lady Chatterley's lover situation.
I'd say. Indeed. Finnegan's Wake, I'd say. Probably. Yeah, don't ask me any questions about it. We've got the beer reviewed. You actually got everything that was on our agenda this week, so I feel like I should. We're going to go to Michelle Obama now. Is she here? No, she's not. Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah, she had to drop off. We ran a little over.
Unfortunately, she was here the whole time, but
But listen, next week she's not free. Okay, we'll get her again. Maybe.
We'll get her again. She'll probably be back at some other point. It was more important that we talk about the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's so. Really, only leaves us. One thing to cheers to, it's usually at this time Gavin goes, so does anyone want to hear about the beer I had? Because I've forgotten to ask him. But I'm just okay.
Yeah.
But you did this time. Sorry, this is like a classic. This is a fucking, we're batting 100 here. Like
2016 all over again.
And the only thing to cheers to then is the only thing that's not batting 100. This is to a big fat zero for Hop House.
To a big fat zero for Hop House.
Stop buying it, Dad.
Stop buying it.
Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Just don't look. Just don't look, and maybe it'll go away.
But it probably won't, because they can't.
All right, gentlemen, Michelle's probably out there wondering where her dinner is, and I'm wondering the same thing. Time for a domestic. See you next week.
See you next week. Very good.